Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Irene Lagan. The need for a conversion to a new human ecology was the focus of Pope Benedict's address today as he received a group of 8 ambassadors to the Holy See who presented their letters of credence. Emma McCarthy has this report.
The new ambassadors to the Holy See come from Uganda, Sudan, Kenya, Kazakhstan and Bangladesh, Denmark, Finland and Latvia. Pope Benedict gave each of them a personal message for their nation and then addressed them as a group in French.
Les hommes ne peuvent ni la décliner, ni la fuir.
For the second time this week, following on from his message for the World Day for Peace published Tuesday, the Holy Father revealed his overriding concern for the protection of the environment. Pope Benedict again repeated the need to restore a proper relationship between man and creation and for a conversion to human ecology. He said environmental responsibility cannot be separated from the need to end the scandal of poverty and hunger, because the continued degradation of the environment is a direct threat to human survival and, as a consequence, to peace. He continued that more determined commitments must be made, both individually and politically, above all through binding international agreements that are effective and fair for all. The Pope's comments come as over 300 world leaders descend on the Danish city of Copenhagen for the final stages of the UN climate change conference in an attempt to reach some consensus on a binding agreement for emissions targets. In his message to the new ambassador from Denmark, Pope Benedict said while some consensus can undoubtedly be reached through the elaboration of shared aspirations, policies and targets, fundamental change, be it individual or collective, requires more. It requires a conversion of heart. For this reason, he added, we need courage and sacrifice, fruits of an ethical awakening which enable us to envisage a better world. Because when the moral tenor of society declines, then the challenges facing today's leaders can only increase.
His Excellency, Mr. Hanan, Ambassador of Bangladesh to the Holy See.
Bangladesh is one of the nations worst hit by climate change and wrought by poverty that undermines its social stability. In his address to Bangladesh's new ambassador Thursday, Pope Benedict praised initiatives taken by the government to alleviate poverty through microfinancing small businesses and greater access to education, a field the nation's tiny Catholic minority are active in. But he also noted the scourge of intimidation and violence present in Bangladeshi society, which he writes erode the very basis of social harmony and must be decried as offensive to human life and freedom.
La coexistence pacifique des différentes traditions religieuses au sein...
In his general discourse, Pope Benedict reflected on the role religions play in promoting society, the environment and peace. Pope Benedict noted, it is true that in history religions have often been a source of conflict, but it is also true that religion lived by its very essence was and is a force for reconciliation and peace, because for people of faith and goodwill, the resolution of human conflict, such as the delicate coexistence of different religions, may be transformed into a human coexistence, which has its origin and dynamism in God. This coexistence, in respect of the nature of all things, is called peace.
La paix, tant désirée.
Peace was also at the heart of the Pope's message to the people of Sudan. In it, he writes that the Holy See was profoundly gratified at the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement 4 years ago, which ended a tragic period of immense suffering and loss of life. The expectations generated by this agreement, noted the Pope, must be kept alive. In this context, continued Pope Benedict, it must be noted that the people of Darfur continue to suffer greatly. Negotiated agreements between armed groups have been slow and faltering and are in urgent need of support from all sides. Respect for civilian populations and their basic human rights and responsibilities in relation to national and regional stability clearly require renewed attempts to seek lasting agreements.
Il s'agit là d'une recomposition globale.
Pope Benedict's parting words to the ambassadors from the 8 nations across the global and economic divide on Thursday was that it's time for a world restructuring, both temporal and spiritual, which will allow a fresh start towards the universal peace that God wants.
Que Dieu vous comble de l'abondance de ses bénédictions.
The full text of Pope Benedict's messages to all 8 ambassadors is available on Vatican Radio's website. That's www.vaticanradio.org. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.